This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Grace Coy, and she is a full-time employee for the Urban Forestry Initiative here at UK. And they are hosting a speaker seminar series that was funded in part by the SSC. And the first speaker is next Wednesday evening. So, Grace, thanks for being on here today.
Thank you for having me.
So first, can you just explain what the Urban Forestry Initiative is?
Yeah. So the Urban Forest Initiative is a campus-based organization that seeks to enhance the quality and perception of urban forests in Kentucky. We work to achieve this through the promotion of urban forest advocacy, the spread of tree education, and the active engagement of a growing diverse community of tree supporters.
Awesome. Thanks. And so you just gave like the mission of UFI, which is to promote urban forestry.
Yeah, we love trees.
Yeah, definitely makes sense. So can you tell us a little bit about how it got started?
Sure. So I'm actually relatively new to the organization, but I do know a little bit about our history. In 2014, there was a group of faculty, staff, and students, and this included Dr. Mary Arthur and Dr. Lynn Risky-Kinney, and one student, Nick Williamson. And they really saw a need for more urban forestry programming on campus. So at the time, there was less than 17% canopy cover on UK's campus. And especially considering all the different landscape changes that have been happening recently, we really saw a need to connect students with the urban trees on campus so that we could continue to expand our canopy and maintain its health.
Yeah, definitely. And that's came at a really good timing, I feel like, too, especially with all the construction on campus
yeah.
right now. Like,
trees are usually the first thing to go, and they're the last thing to go back in. So as this better we can make that connection, I think, we'll see our canopy continue to improve.
Yeah, definitely. So on your all's website, it had that you all have campus and then like greater community involvement. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we kind of are like 50-50. So a lot of what we do on campus involves service learning projects and training workshops for students. But in the community, we do a lot of work as well. I myself work a lot with people in neighborhoods and talk about the importance of trees, whether they be street trees or trees on private property. And we, you know, talk to people just how do you care for your trees? Mm-hmm. How do you select the right tree for your property? Some of the other kind of more artsy things that we've done. We've had different film series as well. We're thinking about having another one in the spring. And so we try to do this to engage people across disciplines and come to people, you know, whether it be K through 12 or college or even, you know, homeowners who are typically adults.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do both.
Yeah. And then so on campus, do y'all have like, a club, or like, do you do volunteer days? Like, how is that like prevalent on campus?
I think the most notable thing we've done on campus, well, there's been a couple things actually. Mm-hmm. We do Mulch Madness events, which is a tree maintenance kind of workshop in some ways, in that it shows students how important mulching is and what proper mulching looks like. So we engage a lot of people that way. We've done, train the trainer workshops on campus. And so that, you know, equips students not only with the knowledge and skills to teach about urban forestry themselves, but it also helps them build upon public speaking skills and things like that, that fits in with the UK core.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I really like how it's really campus and community engagement. It's not just like one side of it, so it covers the whole spectrum.
Definitely.
So what is your role with UFI?
So I'm the outreach specialist for UFI. I began as a research fellow in May of 2016 and was doing those tree health and care workshops in neighborhoods. And then in May of 17, I was hired as full-time staff and have continued to do workshops, but also we're expanding on that. So a lot of my work now is just, you know, how are we going to continue to grow these programs and reach more people in different communities and on campus?
Yeah, nice. And you were an undergrad here at UK within the Natural Resources Environmental Science Department. So how did your education with that, like, help what you're doing now?
It was critical for me, especially with NRES being an interdisciplinary program where you can build your own major. I had the privilege of, you know, getting to take classes that showed me the human dimension of forestry, and with that it became very natural for me to take an interest in urban systems. So even as a student, in learning about human interaction with the environment, whether that be through policy and economics or just, you know, the way people see nature and the way that nature fits into different cultures, it was really interesting to me, and I don't think I would have had that if I didn't pursue an NRES major. And so the progression has been really natural into my position now with UFI.
Yeah, and that's awesome too, because you can really, you know, you learned a lot in undergrad. Now you're really like executing and making an impact now with UFI, which is great.
Definitely.
So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what Lexington Urban Forest is like and what the benefit of having a really prevalent canopy is?
Definitely. So there's so many benefits to having a healthy urban canopy. We had an assessment done a few years ago, and they found that within the urban core, our current tree cover was about 25%. So this is a good starting point. Comparing it to other cities like Cincinnati with 39% and Nashville with 47%, it seems a little small. But we have a really enthusiastic and driven group of people here in Lexington that are working to increase that percentage. And the reason why it's so important to do that is because trees, they do things for, you know, all facets of life. So you have your ecological benefits, you have cleaner air, you have water, stormwater infiltration, and stormwater filtration, wildlife habitat, but you also have, you know, lower AC costs, energy savings, higher property values, especially if you have a healthy canopy in your community, you're going to attract more people, which is good for the economy. And then you have the social aspect. And so, you know, that could be something like aesthetic and just that feeling of, you know, peace that you get in different nature spaces, whether that be out in the middle of nowhere or a small park in your city.
Yeah, definitely.
And then also trees in the social aspect, they can help open up conversations about social issues and social equality and how trees fit in there. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they told me that she told me, give me a problem and I'll tell you how a tree could solve that problem.
That's awesome.
So I'm starting to try and build my philosophy on that. There's not a problem that a tree can't solve, at least in some way.
Yeah, I believe it. Man, trees, I'm so impressed by trees, to be honest. Like, they're crazy. So you talked a lot about education and outreach that UFI does, and I think that the seminar series like plays really well into that. So can you just talk a bit about, you know, just in general, like what the speaker seminar series is and what the goal behind it is?
Yeah, for sure. So that's been one of the cornerstone kind of things that we've done with UFI is bring in these speakers from all across the nation who are experts in their field that are here to talk to the community, homeowners, students, faculty and staff about different topics. So thematically, we like to have a diverse range of topics in order to appeal to different interests of the audience. And so for some people, it's not the tree itself that really captures their interests or values. Sometimes it's the soil, like with Susan Day, she's going to be talking about urban soils, or sometimes it's pollinators, birds, and other wildlife that communicates the benefits of having a healthy canopy. So this really just helps people connect to individuals who are experts in the field, but mm-hmm. they're making that information a lot more digestible and translatable yeah. for the general public.
Yeah.
And that's one of the key ways that you can really tap into people's understanding of urban forestry, and that way they're more likely to support it. Another thing that we found to be an incredibly strong part of having these seminar series is that before the talk, there's always a social hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives different student organizations or community groups that have partnered with us, different community sponsors, that gives them the chance to talk about what they're doing with the public and really just spread the word of different projects or events and things that are going on in Lexington, just to continue that engagement after the night.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like how it's not just, you know, just like, here's a presentation and then
yeah.
people leave having like no idea what's going on. It sounds like there's been a lot of effort to make it really accessible to the public and understandable, and then also that really important social aspect too, which is great.
Yeah, it's like it's a social event. It's a good time.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's not just a lecture.
Yeah. And so there are three speakers for this upcoming series, correct?
Yes.
So how do those people get chosen? Like, how do you all even begin to find people to present?
I'm not, so with just the actual details, so a lot of people are available for speaking engagements. I know that just in general with theme, as I said, we mm-hmm. like to find people who are experts in these natural resources fields that are, you know, they're open to speaking about their research and that they have really innovative ideas. So I've not been involved with the actual selection of mm-hmm. who it is, but I do know that the people that are presenting have been chosen because of the work that they do and how it's super relevant to what's happening in Lexington.
Yeah.
The specific process, yeah. I'm not sure, but they're all chosen for based on the theme and mm-hmm. how we like to have a diversity of
yeah,
presenters.
Yeah, like a really holistic view of forestry, and so it applies to a bigger crowd.
And you know, we've been lucky. We have had contact with so many people that are doing amazing work across the mm-hmm. United States. And so I hope that we continue to get the talent that we've been so lucky to have in the past.
Yeah, definitely. So we will actually take a quick break, but we will be right back. Hello, and thank you for tuning into Green Talks. Once again, this is your host, Sophie, and I'm here with Grace Coy, and she is an employee for the Urban Forestry Initiative. And we are just talking about their upcoming speaker series that was funded in part by the SSC. So just to hop back into where we were, can you talk about next week's event? Because Dr. Susan Day is coming. So can you just give an overview of what her talk will be on?
Yeah, for sure. So her talk is going to be from 6 p.m. to 8:30 at the Good Barn on UK's campus. And the talk is titled Reading the Land, Does Your Soil Hold the Secret to Urban Forest Performance?
Mm-hmm.
And so the purpose of this talk is to really clue people in to how healthy trees is not just the tree itself. It really relies on the site conditions that are happening around the tree. And one of the most important parts of that is the soil. And, you know, is your soil at the right nutrient levels? Is the soil in the right condition in terms of texture and things like that? So it's really just trying to marry those two concepts together and highlight how incredibly important it is for a healthy urban forest to also have a healthy and functioning soil.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And where is this event next week?
It is at the ES Good Barn on UK's campus. And that's right across from Kroger Field.
Yeah, it's right next to Kroger Field.
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally looks like a barn. So
yes, yes.
Shouldn't be that hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there, at the time that it is, parking is not an issue. There's parking right outside the building and then in the lot behind it.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
And in the past, like, how many people roughly do you know have, like, come to these?
So I think we've had as low as like 70 and as high as 180 or something
that's awesome.
Like that. Yeah. Nice. And sometimes it depends on the weather and just getting people
understandable.
Out. Yeah, but usually we have a pretty good turnout. So it's one of our like most popular events for sure.
Awesome. Nice. And there are two other speakers in this series. So one of them is she an anthropologist or she's what? Can you talk about the other two in general, if you know?
Yeah, just a little bit. So I know, so the one coming up in January, on January 31st, we're going to be hosting Dan Potter. And Dr. Potter's focus is on pollinator conservation and pollinator protection. And he's a professor of horticulture entomology in the Department of Entomology here at UK.
Okay.
And he specializes in biology and ecology of insects, specifically affecting turf and woody landscape plants.
Mm-hmm.
And his talk is going to be titled Bees, Pesticides, and Politics, Challenges and Opportunities for Sustainable Urban Landscape.
Okay.
So it seems like he's even tying a little bit of a social political component
in
that as
definitely.
Well. And then our third speaker is Jill Johns, and that's going to be on April 11th. And I'm actually really excited about that one because Jill Johns literally wrote a book about urban forestry. She is a historian, and so I really am excited for the narrative that she's going to bring to that talk, and just talking about maybe highlighting urban forestry over time and how it fits in with the current cultural landscape. So that's incredibly exciting. I missed her at an event last year. And so
now you're like, I'm coming, I promise.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited for that.
That's
so
awesome.
We have a great spring lineup too.
Yeah. And I like how they're all different too.
Mm-hmm.
It covers like definitely the scientific aspects, but then also with like the historian, the more social aspects and
a
story behind it, which is really cool.
And a lot of people connect with that, the story. It's the story that really, gives people a sense of where they are currently, but how, the events leading up to that have played into the current landscape.
Yeah, awesome. So there was just another program that I love that UFI does, which is the Adopt a Tree program. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I'm so excited about the Adopt a Tree program. We're hoping to have a really big year with that next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a program that was spearheaded by Nick Williamson. He is the Urban Forest Initiative coordinator currently. And so the activity originated as a way to engage primarily K-12 and college students.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really big part of what we've done in classrooms
and
getting kids to connect with a tree on the school property and, take on some attitude of stewardship and responsibility for that tree because they're adopting it. And so by doing that, we're hoping to instill in them, that's your tree now. Like, keep an eye on it.
Like, you should have like a personal connection to
it. Definitely. And so, in doing that, they use what's called a tree benefits calculator. They're able to see how much gallons of stormwater intercepted, how much dollars and energy is saved.
Yeah.
So it really helps them attach value to that tree.
Yeah.
Another thing that is what I think is a really important part of that, too, is it gives them a chance to tell their story as to why they chose that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a little more simple, like, oh, I just like this tree. It's shady. But some people really have deep connections to the trees that they're adopting.
Yeah.
And so what I'm realizing more than ever is that trees have the ability to give people a platform to tell their stories about their lives.
Yeah.
Whether, maybe it's a tree in your backyard growing up and you like shared a lot of experiences near and around that tree and it's become like a symbol for your youth.
Yeah.
So there's things like that. Or people who use a treed area as an escape and they can talk about that.
Yeah.
So just really attaching the narrative to the tree they're adopting, I think, is a really important part of that process. And I'd like to do that even more so in the future and really encourage people to tell their tree stories of sort. And so we're continuing to do that in schools, but we also want to encourage more adult participation just so we can collect a diversity of narratives.
Yeah, definitely. And I really relate to that. I really liked that a lot because in my forest ecology class, we had an assignment where we were to go out on campus and adopt a tree. And the one that I adopted was like a huge sycamore by the library. And I chose that one because the sycamore is my favorite tree and it reminds me of my home. So like it reminds me of like my childhood growing up because I would like be in sycamore trees all the time because it was right behind my house. So like that definitely like resonates with me, which is awesome.
Good. Awesome.
So speaking of favorite trees, do you have a favorite tree?
I do. So I'll tell you a little bit. So my favorite species of tree is the catalpa.
Okay.
They, I don't know if you've seen them before, they have really large heart-shaped leaves, like not redbud size, like it could eat redbud leaves like 12 times.
Wow.
And then they have really long seed pods that look like lizard tongues. And just the way that they're shaped kind of looks like a Dr. Seuss kind of tree.
Yeah.
So I really love them because they're kind of tropical looking. And then I'll tell you about the tree that I adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually had the privilege of adopting the very large bur oak that is in front of the law building.
Wow.
So now it's been really awesomely mulched and they put up a black chain around it to prevent foot traffic. So that is the tree that I got to adopt, which is super exciting. And it's a bur oak. As you might know, there's plenty of huge bur oaks here in Lexington that are worth visiting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Even isn't the oldest tree in Kentucky a bur oak in Floorcliffe?
It's like
450 years old or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Makes me pumped.
Yeah.
So does UFI have any other current programming going on that sticks out in your mind or anything?
Yeah, so we actually have a really big weekend coming up. So I mentioned previously that we do Mulch Madness activities, and we are having one this Saturday from 10 to 1. And so that will be outside of Memorial Hall.
Okay.
And so that will be an opportunity for students, not only just to be outside. I think it's going to be a beautiful day, a little chilly, but
yeah,
who doesn't love fall? And they'll be outside and learning about proper mulching, but also, you know, doing a bit of service for the school and beautifying the campus a little bit. I won't be there, but Nick Williamson will be, and he'll be, you know, teaching about proper mulching. There's actually a workshop before that as well. It's called Mulching 101, and that's from 9 to 10 a.m., and that will be hosted by UK's arborist senior, Stacey Borden.
Okay.
He works with facilities management, and so they'll be doing a mulching workshop as well, talking about when and how to mulch, different problems and challenges associated with mulching.
Definitely.
They might even talk about different types of mulch, which is a hot question at the workshops that I do. There's so many different kinds out there. So those two are happening on Saturday.
Okay, awesome. Great opportunities coming up.
Definitely. And then we are, so with the fall right now, that's probably the biggest thing that we're doing currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are continuously going into different schools and things like that. So we definitely we keep our plates full.
Yeah, I believe it. It sounds like y'all are just all over the place doing a lot of really good work, which is awesome. So do you have any insight or ideas on like what the future of UFI would look like, or like any just dream goals for what UFI could do?
For sure. So I spend a lot of my time thinking about, you know, how do we continue to grow this organization? And with the team, the core team that we currently have, that's still Dr. Mary Arthur, Dr. Lynn Risky-Kinney, Nick Williamson, and myself. And I feel like, you know, when we get together, it's a constant brainstorm of different ideas.
Yeah.
So how can we meet the urban forestry needs of Lexington? How can we maximize on the current partnerships and relationships that we have with community organizations who have been so critical to our success and our ability to do the projects that we've done? And so what I would like to see is just to continue to see success in that and to continue to build on it.
Yeah.
I really like making connections with people over trees, but doing that in different ways. As I said, it doesn't always look the same for some people. Some people don't necessarily care about trees, but they might really care about animals.
Yeah.
Or they might really care about shade, just something so general. And so I just really hope to continue to see people making those connections, mm-hmm. People coming to our events and learning more about things and just learning about how they could value trees and how that could be a benefit to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, long term, I'm not sure exactly what that looks like, but I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and just trying to connect with mm-hmm. more people and build their knowledge and really kind of provide a service to them in that I'm there to as a resource, that UFI's there as a resource to answer their questions or at least guide them to different information that will help them be stewards for the canopy.
Yeah.
That's all we really want is to just build a really strong group of tree supporters.
Yeah.
We refer to people a lot as tree ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how can you speak up for the trees, whether it be on campus or in your neighborhoods or around your workplace? So just creating tree ambassadors mm-hmm. and then cultivating those relationships and making something that's sustainable over time.
That's awesome. Yeah. I really like how it's just really fostering that appreciation and understanding for how valuable and, like, amazingly impressive trees are, which is really great that UFI does that.
Yeah.
So just as, like, a final wrap-up, can you once again repeat when and where the speaker is next week?
Of course. So the speaker is Dr. Susan Day, and she will be at the E.S. Good Barn on UK's campus on November 15th, which is a Wednesday, and the seminar will last through from 6 to 8:30. The social hour is from 6 to 7, and that's where we'll have the table set up for people to talk and network and, you know, find out about different community organizations. And then we have the lecture from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's where she'll be giving Dr. Day will be giving her talk. And then we have a 30-minute period for Q&A, which sometimes can get pretty exciting, too,
it really
helps us see. So, you know, we've heard this lecture, and this is what people got from it, mm-hmm. from their questions. This is what they really want to know. And that helps us, too, because we're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like kind of feedback, like right there.
We're like, oh, well, you know, this question showed up a lot. How can we maybe think about shaping our programming in a way that's going to meet those needs, too?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Grace, this has been awesome. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So just for a few closing announcements, any member of the UK community can submit a proposal for the SSC for funding. And so if you have a project idea that will enhance sustainability here on campus, we encourage you to submit a project proposal. And those can be found on our website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And also on our website, you can stay up to date with our meeting minutes and where and when our meeting is located. And so once again, the first speaker for the seminar series is next Wednesday. And I'll be back next week to talk to a project team that was a part of the 2017 Sustainability Challenge Grant program. And so thank you for listening and have a great day.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.